It's time for the Observation Deck with the great Gordo, and it's brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you. Why are you smiling?
I'm just a happy person.
No, something's got you tickled. What is it?
I got a kick out of Gus yesterday.
Gus Fetterson?
Yeah.
I think his name was. Mm-hmm. The boring guy with good intentions that has a name now.
I guess so.
Yeah. Otherwise known as Mike Ducey. The boring guy with good intentions. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike. Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, yay.
What's in Mike's pants? Are you wearing jorts today, Mike?
I heard Gus yesterday while I was taking a nice walk at White Rock Lake yesterday.
Oh.
Yes.
He said
that's
walk.
That's what I heard.
We can take that sentence and beep out walk. Boy, Mike, this has gone feral.
I'm not wearing jorts. I've not yet taken the plunge and worn shorts on a guest appearance here on the ticket. It just feels a little too casual.
I swear you have.
I don't think I ever have.
You're welcome to.
I'd rather sweat through my jeans than shorts, I guess, as I sit here just in agony
March
for 3 hours.
March 15th or so, I just start wearing shorts.
It's one
hot.
Of the benefits of radio. You get to wear shorts.
Yeah, you
I
never
guess you
do.
Can do that in TV, too.
Tim Matthews.
Yeah, I don't.
Why?
I did in the earlier days, but I made the switch to long pants, I don't know, after 9/11.
It has nothing to do with that. He's just long pants.
Paul in
dark dress you, Gordo.
Yeah.
That's his deal.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just said that's your deal and that's fine.
So yeah, I no longer wear shorts.
He's against shorts.
I wear them occasionally. When I mow the yard, I wear shorts then.
There you go.
I really look like a geek when I mow the yard because I wear shorts and I wear rubber boots.
Rubber boots?
Yeah, black rubber boots that come up,
like,
you know,
up to just below the knee.
Yeah. Yes.
Why? Because you think you're going to get bit by a snake?
No, there are red dust mites out there, which you call them by a different word that I will not say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking about. It's a term that just it makes me uncomfortable. So I call them by their other proper name, which is red dust mites.
I've never heard them called that before. Everyone calls them chiggers.
Ooh.
What?
That definitely had a hard R on the end, but okay. Anyway, so that's why I wear the black rubber boots, is because that yard has a known problem.
It's about time you started wearing rubbers.
Okay, now what is he doing?
Cheap.
Look at the way he's broadcasting.
Well, it was off mic.
Oh, okay. All right, that absolves you of everything.
I said it's about time you started wearing rubber boots because
dust
mites that are such a big thing.
The point is I wear shorts then in honor of you guys. And then the rest of the time I wear jeans to honor the people who 9/11'd. Who were 9/11'd, I should say.
Hey, look out. He's doing a 9/11 set.
It's not a 9/11 set. I'm just
for some reason, for his generation, that's a big...
My generation? You're in the same generation.
I don't think so.
We're both Gen X.
Mm.
We are.
Mm.
Mike, you may be on the cusp of Gen X and Boomer.
I think he's Boomer.
I'm late Boomer.
Yeah, at the very tail end of Boomer.
As I said many times, given the age of my parents, the fact that I had older brothers and sisters, I am Boomer.
I don't know about that. Anyway, all right, so Mike, you're wearing jeans today.
Mm-hmm.
What's in your pants? Are you clean?
What are you talking about?
Because he always makes jokes about having accidents.
I never make jokes about that. You make jokes about me having accidents.
No.
Now, is it beyond the realm of possibility? Perhaps not.
But that counts as a joke.
You don't need to bring it up continually.
Okay.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Oh, Mike. Mike. No. No. Mike. Mike.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have Mike's pants.
When Mike has his Bud Dwyer press conference, he's going to have rolls of toilet paper inside those big envelopes.
There's not going to be a gun involved at all.
Please step back. This will hurt someone.
What's in Mike's pants?
Now, 65 straight weeks, Bud Dwyer has been brought up on the show.
Only when Mike's here. Only when Mike's
here. It's not just when Mike is here.
Because he was a huge fan of Bud
Dwyer. No, Mike, it's okay. It happens to people
No,
your age.
No.
I can't.
He's written notes to family because this one's going to be so bad.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh. You don't know how it's going to turn out, no. So you're just covering your bases. Go ahead and write preemptive notes.
Yes. Feeling a little down today.
Preemptive notes.
Have you ever felt you had to go to the bathroom so bad you had to write preemptive notes?
If the worst
case,
if the worst should happen,
it should happen. I love you all.
I want you to know where the wills are stashed.
This is not going to be pretty.
They're in the middle
what
bedroom.
Percentage of blood is normal?
No.
Sorry. Oh, that crossed the line. Sorry.
That was way too far.
That was just too much for Gordo. You got to be careful with him.
Oh, my goodness. That was way too far.
Sweating like crazy.
Okay.
Preemptive notes. Mike's new band.
Mike's bathroom preemptive notes. Oh, yes. In the middle bedroom, in the closet, there's the grief case in there in case I don't come out of this bathroom alive. Okay. So yesterday, Giorgio, I don't know when you left the station.
Pretty close to after the show. No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
To the what?
Show.
Careful.
Show no. I said show no. Pretty close to after the show ended.
Well, I normally stay till, you know, 1 or 2.
To watch and
finish my side work.
Videos.
So I have a situation that I can't go... I don't want to go fully into, but anyway, I've had some issues inside my vehicle with there being lots of water inside the vehicle.
You have a leak somewhere.
There was a leak. Water. They were checking ocean out at the dealership, and I think that they may have left the sunroof open while we had some rain come through. And anyway, up under the floor, which I hate sunroofs, and I wish I had gotten it without one.
I love sunroofs.
Man, I am so anti-sunroof.
You open it about as much as Jerry does?
Yeah. I bet you I open it less than Jerry opens his stadium sunroof.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like it, and it has a screen that always keeps falling back open when I want it closed, the sunshade in there. Hmm. It doesn't have like a hardboard sunshade, you know, that covers it up. It's anyway. So I think that they left it open, and it's been wet inside the car, so it smells like mildew. And then I looked up under the mats, and it's just almost a puddle down there. Ugh. So yesterday, while we were on the air, I took the front mats out of the car and put them on top of the hood. I mean, on top of the roof.
Okay.
Well, I left work yesterday.
Oh, you forgot to take the mats off the roof of your car.
And I get all the way to the restaurant that I usually go to after work to do work and eat breakfast, you know.
And you screamed, Moses Malone.
And I get out of the car, and then that's when I realized, oh, my God, I forgot to take that pistol out of my bag. And I realized that I had left the mats up on top of there. And these were, like, you know, nice rubber mats that are, they're, what do you call it? They're logoed to the car.
Yeah.
The same model, you know.
It's snap
got,
in.
Yeah, yeah. And they got the name of the model of the car and all this kind of stuff. They're specific. So I'm like, oh, my goodness.
So now on the tollway somewhere.
I then have to make the full backtrack all the way back to the station to retrace my steps to see if I can find where these mats flew off the top of my car. They're rubber mats. They're
my
not
guess
the,
is
the
right
cloth
down there.
One. That's what I thought. But, Giorgio, I ran that area at least a couple times, and I found one place that was up on a ramp to get onto a highway, an elevated ramp that I looked over there and there was one looked like rather large black rubber mat over there. And I'm like, okay, that must be both of them.
But you can't stop there.
Because there's both the passenger and the driver's seat. And so, yeah, I couldn't stop when I first saw it. So I kept driving, and then to turn around and get back to that area, it was about a 10-minute drive to get off of that highway and then cut back through side streets and able to get back in to that area again. And so I slowed down and put on the hazards well ahead of time, acted like I was having car trouble for the people behind me. I slowed down enough to where I can open the door, reach out, grab the rubber mats, pull them back in, and then drive off. And as I pull the rubber mat in, I realize, nah, this is just a utility mat that's fallen off of a landscaping truck.
It's a catfish from the Trinity.
Yeah, and I completely mistook it for a mat for my car. And lo and behold, I could not find those things anywhere.
Gosh, now you got to get here, order them.
Here, my vehicle of...
Says here they'll be in by October.
9 years, I lose my beloved front mats in this car.
You better get that moisture out of there. You better get a shop vac or something to get that out of there.
I'm kind of using this as a sign just to, it's time for a new vehicle.
Because of just a little water and
I mean, I got this thing in, 2017? So, I mean, it's, it's getting up there.
Well, that's exciting.
And,
just drive one of the other 15 vehicles have.
But I would feel weird, though.
That's a good point.
Why'd you get a new car? Oh, I lost the floor mat. Just the front ones. Yeah, I just lost the front ones. But there's other attendant issues.
Just didn't handle the same after.
And then, also yesterday, I went over to the Muser bunker to check on the Muser tortoise. Mm. And I noticed the internet's not working over there. Go outside.
Tree down.
Completely down. That's all right.
Oh, wow.
And this is to go with the one that fell down over there 2 weeks ago that's still laying there that
trees.
Yeah. I lost two floor mats and gained two down trees.
Why don't you sell a place and put that in the MLS, two matching down trees
on
the front
yard?
Well,
that's what I'll ask you about. If the buyer asks me, why are you selling Muser Bunker? Not that I own it, but if they do, I'll just say, well, it's a whole deal, but basically the story is I lost a couple floor mats from my car.
So I had to sell them.
And I got so fed up that I just went on a fire sale.
In the house. All right, we got to go. Sorry I didn't give you much time there.
White
but,
Rock Lake
sorry
yesterday.
About the mats, too.
Oh, what did Mike say?
All right. A live interview with Gus Federson next.